Today on Castle Country Focus, I'm your host, Dylan Fielding, and we are visiting with Commissioner Jake Miller. And he has a real exciting and promising program that he's working with through the schools and the college. I won't tell you what it's about because you might get turned off initially, but it is seriously important. Jake, welcome. And thank you for being here on Castle Country Focus.
Dylan, it's a pleasure to be here. And, you know, to be telling the honest truth, I probably ought to come on the air a little more often. I need to tell the folks here in Carbon County about the good news more frequently.
You're invited anytime.
Okay. Well, here I am. And today I'd like to talk to you a little bit about my work as the state chairperson, so to speak, for the Career Pathways Committee for the Department of Workforce Services State Development and Investment Board. In that position and capacity, we've been doing a lot of work that affects the entire state. A lot of changes, a lot of good things going on. We've actually redesigned how pathways, career pathways, and money is being spent to help promote career pathways is done.
Tell me what a career pathway is.
A career pathway, an example, some of the examples you've probably seen in the news of recent, in Cache County and Cedar City, there's been an aerospace pathway where industry participates with the high schools and the colleges, and they jump in and develop a certificate program or a new degree of sorts that is tailored to the needs and demands of the employers. That way, these employers, so let's say in Cedar City, somebody goes to high school, they get into the aerospace certificate program, they graduate with this certificate, they can now be qualified to get a job with Metalcraft, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, or some of these employers. They at least qualify to be interviewed so that they can get a good paying job right out of high school. And that job doesn't stop right there. It gets their foot in the door. They're now more qualified than just anybody out on the street to work, but they can also go on to college and get on a more accelerated pathway to get the education they need that is specific to the people who are hiring and looking for a special type of workforce.
So you're talking to the employers and saying, what specific things do you need? And let's go to the education institutions, high school or college, and get those special courses that the employers are looking for. Is that right?
That is correct. In fact, more so than ever before, the money is only being divvied out to those pathways that are being spearheaded by the employers, to those pathways that meet the demands of the employers, because we don't want there to be an oversight in any way to where people are graduating with certain degrees, classes, courses, skill sets that don't apply to what the employers are asking for. And so we want to make sure that these people can be employed, gainfully employed. This is the whole mission and goal of the Department of Workforce Services. So they're ensuring by having the employers be so involved from the beginning of the process that when people graduate with these certificates and these degrees, that they can be gainfully employed.
Okay, so how does that help us here in Castle Country? I mean, we've got high schools and a college and so what do we do with that?
You know, I've been able to bring something home to Carbon County, and I shouldn't really be taking all the credit for it. Fortunately, Intermountain Electronics is doing a lot of exciting things, and because of them and some of the other employers in town that employ engineers, we are going to be able to start a new pathway program for technology. Specifically heading in the direction of engineering, because that's the high demand that we have here in our area. Here locally, we've had some initial meetings. We've sat down with, we've had a couple different meetings going back all the way to last November with various employers who employ engineers here locally. And we've been able to uncover some statistics that help us understand how important it is for our community that we employ engineers. One of those is that Intermountain specifically, for every one engineer they employ, there are 6 to 7 other support positions, good high-paying support positions for every one engineer. And in some other vocations here locally that employ engineers, it's as high as 9 support staff for every one engineer. And these are electrical technicians, these are machinists, these are draftsmen, these are CAD people. I mean, there's a number of different jobs that people here locally would love to have if we had some kind of pathway for them, which is now what we're going to be developing.
So there's a multiplier effect. If we can get one engineer, we've got to hire six to nine other people to help that engineer do his job.
Exactly. We get 10 engineers and we've got 70 or so other jobs because of those 10. Yes, it's a very big opportunity for us to try and get started down on this path.
And those other jobs aren't shabby jobs. They're still good, high-paying jobs.
Yeah, oftentimes $40,000 to $50,000 a year jobs.
So what are you doing to implement this? What are the pieces first, and then how are they coming together?
As I mentioned, we've been meeting with the employers, gaining from them the specific things they're looking for. So engineers, but how are we different from other places? What specific educational requirements are we looking for in those engineers? What hands-on experience do we want those engineers to have, etc.? One particular item that is unique to our area, perhaps, is the high voltage. We need electrical technicians and engineers and different people to have experience and understanding of high voltage. That's unique to our area. So the employers, we've met with them a few different times. We recently had a great meeting with the school district, the school board, members of the school board, and some of the different high schools here in the area, as well as some other key individuals in the public school system. And we had a very favorable response from everybody. Some concerns were brought up. It's not the easiest thing to maneuver schedules, different things that are going on. We were able to put at ease a lot of those concerns because we're not taking away anything that they have. We found a way to add to what they're doing, which, means that we'll be augmenting their program with some of the funding mechanisms that are available through Talent Ready Utah grants and also other grants that are provided through GOED. Our area, because we've been impacted by the war on coal and other things, we're also looking at some different EDA grants to help supplement some of the change and transition that we need in order to bring to our area a lot of math classes earlier on so that our kids can be more prepared to take concurrent enrollment during high school and be on an advanced pathway to an engineering degree.
So would you start at just the high school level, or will you move it down a little bit into the junior high level?
We will be making an attempt to do something that hasn't been done very often before, and we're looking at going down as far as seventh grade, as far as maybe adding a couple classes so that people can be advancing in math so that then they can have their physics and their non-organic chemistry and their concurrent enrollment calculus courses in high school so that they can get into this 2-year technology certificate that the college, Gary Strachwedine with USU Eastern, is putting together for us, and then transfer to Logan for the last 2 years of an engineering degree. Or finish the certificate and be well on their way to becoming an electrical technician, a draftsman, a machinist, a CAD person, or any of these other vocations that would be support positions that we are in dire need of here in the local area.
Which builds a stronger economy.
It does. Someone told me the other day, math is where the money is. And if we in the community can be stronger in math, if our students, if our kids, if parents can be promoting that we all can do better at math and have more of it here, the economy will benefit greatly because of that.
All right. That is really a great opportunity that a county commissioner is helping bring to the educational institutions here in town.
Some people say that I'm a nerd. I'm sure you never get that, Dylan. But we really want
to... I was silent on that.
We really want to make math real for everyone here. We want to make it not only real, but we want to make it real fun. So We're looking for some community involvement. This is an exciting thing. I think we're going to make a big splash with this new pathway. We're just getting going with it. It's going to catch momentum and a lot of good things. This will be a catalyst for a lot of other changes that we have here in the community, and it's going to be a really good thing.
Who should they be talking to if they want to be involved or if they want their kids to be involved?
You know, they can reach out to the county, our secretary, Sandy Lehman. They can also reach out to the university. They can talk with Gary Strachwedine. They can also reach out to their school board or their school board members or the school district. The superintendent, Steve Carlson, has been amazing to work with, very supportive. And, you know, as we all kind of get on the same page, we're able to really make this happen. It's unique. And a lot of people get hung up in trying to work with so many different entities. Because this is not just a USU Eastern project. I mean, this is a county project, USU Eastern, a high school project, not only Carbon High, but Pinnacle. And we're going down into the junior high or middle schools as well.
And it involves some of our prominent industries here. Intermountain Electronics, you mentioned the high voltage, that's BODEC, and what they do. And there's several others.
Key Engineering, there's a number here locally, as well as we can't forget Frank Peasy, who's a trustee for USU up in Logan, the main campus. He is very important in this process. He is kind of our voice way up there. I mean, Gary Strachwedine's fantastic. He's also a provost for the main campus. And so the two of them are kind of our liaisons, making this all possible. Because whatever we do here locally, if they want that four-year engineering degree, and if they want to be able to be on some kind of accelerated pathway to get there, we need to make sure that everything lines up perfect so that their last couple of years there can be successful.
Well, that's some great people that are involved in a great program that you've come across. So make math real fun and build Carbon and Emery County, Castle Country. Thank you, Jake, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you, Dylan. Been a pleasure.